I'm Rick Henson with this check of area news on KJAN. Dozens of western Iowans and eastern Nebraskans who sold gold coins and jewelry at a traveling antique show earlier this month are learning the checks bounced. The Treasure Hunters Roadshow bought tens of thousands of dollars in merchandise during the show in the Missouri River town of Nebraska City, Nebraska, on July the 3rd through the 7th. Warren Myers, who hosted the event, says the company told him it would reimburse customers.
They told us, they said, hey, everybody's getting paid. You guys don't have to worry about it. Just send us their information. We'll cut them a check. We're going to give them what we owe them, plus we're going to give them something a little bit extra for their time and for their bank fees.
Officials now say that thousands of bad checks were written to employees, vendors, and customers nationwide. The roadshow is owned by THR Associates, based in Springfield, Illinois. At the Nebraska City Show, reports say the company wrote 94 checks totaling more than $37,000. Amounts ranged from $15 to more than $19,000. Meyer says he left the roadshow after the Nebraska City Show. He says the company stopped doing shows in June due to financial issues, but started again recently.
The week after Nebraska City, we were there, the company sent out an email to all employees, told them to shut the shows down and go home. And the actual owner, Jeff Parsons, put a stop payment on all checks from employees to vendors to media.
To those people who sold their gold and other heirlooms to the company's so-called appraisers, Myers has some advice.
One of the things that they can do, give all those bad checks to the state attorney's office, let them build a case on them, have an arrest warrant out for them, and have him come back to Nebraska City to answer on these charges.
The Otoe County, Nebraska Prosecuting Attorney's Office is taking complaints in the case at area code 402-873-9044. You can also contact the Consumer Fraud Bureau of the Illinois Attorney General's Office at 800-243-0618. Nebraska City is located about 45 miles south of Omaha and is just across the Missouri River from the Iowa towns of Sidney and Hamburg. A nuclear power plant near Council Bluffs that was forced to shut down during last summer's massive Missouri River flooding is still closed. The Fort Calhoun Nuclear Generating Station is some 20 miles north of Omaha on the Nebraska side of the river, and is just a matter of yards from the Iowa border. Gary Gates, CEO and president of the Omaha Public Power District, or OPPD, says that there's still a lot of work to do before the plant can be brought back online.
We're going to have to look at the schedule as we continue through the discovery process. We're still in that mode of finding out all the items we need to work on. But the progress has been great to date. We're excited about that, and we're finally in the phase now where we're actually starting to do a lot of physical work.
Many people in Iowa and Nebraska were concerned about safety hazards during the 2011 floods as the facility was surrounded by record high water. Gates says the flood slowed progress but caused no problems at the plant. He says many challenges were discovered during the process to upgrade the plant to a higher power level. With the extreme heat of the past several weeks, electric usage is peaking, but Gates says the utility is meeting the high demands even with Fort Calhoun remaining offline.
We brought some power ahead, so we covered that. The current units we have are operating extremely well in difficult conditions.
Even though there are no significant problems in meeting the demand for electricity in the region, Gates says the nuclear plant at Fort Calhoun is still needed for two primary reasons.
It provides 500 megawatts of carbon-free, CO2-free emissions for us, and that's a positive. And the other is a diversity of fuel mix. We've found over the years that the best thing we can do for our customer owners is to have all different kinds of fuel available, because in my experience over the years, each one has been challenged and each one's been very positive. So we want to maintain that fuel diversity.
The plant has been offline since April of 2011. It's still unclear when it will be restarted. In other news, no injuries were reported following a crash between a semi and a van Friday evening on Interstate 80 westbound near Neola in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2010 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van driven by 59-year-old Marvin Wendell of Jackson, Wyoming, was traveling west in the left lane at the same time a 2008 Kenworth semi driven by 56-year-old Raymond Pratt of Harrison, Michigan, was attempting to pass him in the right lane. The semi crossed the divided line and came into contact with the van near mile marker 27. No dollar amount of damage was listed in the patrol's report, which also did not indicate if there were any citations issued. Three people, including an infant, were injured during a single-vehicle rollover accident Friday morning in western Iowa's Monona County. The Iowa State Patrol reports the accident happened as a 2000 GMC Jimmy was traveling north on Interstate 29 near Whiting at around 7:15 a.m. Officials say for reasons unknown, the SUV went off the shoulder and overcorrected, causing it to roll through the median before coming to rest on its wheels in the southbound lanes. The driver of the SUV, Tiffany Lucas of Jefferson City, Missouri, and a front seat passenger, Derek Vining, also of Jefferson City, were ejected during the crash. Lucas was transported by Mercy AirCare helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Sioux City. Vining and an infant in the vehicle were transported by Burgess Ambulance to the same hospital. And police in Heartland said Friday they were investigating two incidents of theft which were reported Thursday. Officials say officers were called to a residence on Durant Street in reference to items taken from a home. The owner claimed two guitars, two iPods, and cash were taken. The loss was estimated at between $5,000 and $6,000. The HPD is also investigating the theft of a 1997 Buick from a residence in Heartland. That vehicle was later located in a ditch by Shelby County Sheriff's deputies. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.